Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, welcome back into the Nick Bob Podcast. On today's episode, having some more fun with Nebraska's schedule as we take a peek at the season as that is just around the corner. And today, I sat down, went through my preview magazines, went through kind of my own brain and how I'm sizing up the schedule, how I'm sizing up the opponents, how I'm sizing up the season. And I wanted to make a list of the five most important games for Nebraska next season in year one under Matt Rhule. Now, I think it's important to frame my line of thinking for how I made my list because the word important might mean different things to different people. Important might be the best teams on the schedule for some people. Important might be the five worst teams on the schedule for some people. So, you know, Nebraska must win those games to win the most amount of games of the season, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. For me, I'm a combination in how I'm kind of framing important. I'm a combination of three things next year. Getting to six wins, the big stage perception-shaping games, and then rivals. Those are kind of like, those three things were really my compass, my GPS, as I navigated my list. So, okay, here we go. Five most important games for Nebraska. Next year, year one under Matt Rhule. Number five, fifth most important game. At Minnesota. Honestly, I kind of wanted to put this game higher. It's the debut of the Matt Rhule era. Game number one. Huge stage. Basically got a standalone game on Fox on Thursday night where there's going to be a big audience as everyone is dying for the beginning of college football. And again, this is the very first game with Rhule as Nebraska's head coach. I mean, this would be a big moment even if Nebraska was playing Roast Beef State or Lucky Charms A&M. But the fact that it's on the road at Minnesota and the first Thursday night of the college football season and it's on Fox, that's a big stage. Talk about a big game. I mean, Matt Rhule, think about this now. Let's get, Matt Rhule goes out, gets a road Big Ten win against a pretty good Minnesota program in his first game. That's going to raise some eyebrows. That's going to attract some attention. Of course, the opposite scenario is possible as well. Nebraska could go on the road to PJ Fleck's house in Minneapolis against a physical Minnesota team and get curb stomped. Like, that's possible too. So there is a lot to this game, and it's a tough one. First game on the road, Big Ten opponent, extremely well-coached team, tough. Especially when you got a lot of new, brand-new offense, brand-new quarterback, brand-new system. Now, I will say this. I don't think this is a great Minnesota team. They're solid. They lose their all-time leading rusher in Mo Ibrahim. They lost all three interior starting offensive linemen, too. So they aren't a perfect team, but nevertheless, this is PJ Fleck's seventh year at Minnesota. He's got his system and culture in place, and it's a pretty solid one. So this game's going to be tough. I just look at it and I go, man, given the opponent, given the stage, and the very first game of the Matt Rhule era, it is important. I think it's more so, like if Nebraska goes and gets beat big, I don't think it's as big of a deal. But I think if Nebraska had gotten win, I do think it's like, wow, you talk about like potential springboarding into your you get a lot of eyeballs on you. It's a big stage, big audience. You can get some confidence, get everybody excited about Nebraska football. First game for Matt Rhule. Hey, did you see Nebraska last night? Man, yeah, Matt Rhule. Boy, might be a different deal with him there. Whereas, like, Nebraska goes and loses to Minnesota. Let's say they lose 35-17. I don't think there's a lot of people like, tell you what, Matt Rhule's not the answer. I think people would be like, well, you know, road Big Ten game, very first game. They got a lot to improve. They got a lot to fix. All those kinds of things. But nevertheless, I think it's important. I think it's an important, it's, as we've seen, getting off to a good start. Now, this is what you maybe say about mentally weak teams that maybe don't have, or programs that don't have, you know, a solid foundation in place. But I do think there was something, too, that Nebraska under Frost just could never kind of get it going. They could never, like, win. They lost and early on in the season, early on in the tenure, never really got that forward momentum going, never really got that confidence going. I think there's, like, two things can be true at once. You can say, well, that's, you know, I mean, that's a window into, like, why they never got it going. But it's also, you know, sometimes you got to win to get confidence and then it just builds on it. So I think for all those reasons, I think it's a really important game. I got it at Minnesota as the fifth most important game on the schedule. I'm going to be boring here and lame here. At number four and number three, I'm lumping two games together. I'm lumping two together. Home versus Northwestern, home versus Purdue. That's number four and number three. They are the two most winnable home conference games. And like I told you, my GPS, my guiding light, my navigation on how I'm deeming important, one of the things is getting to six wins. Get to a bowl game. And if you're on a quest to get to six wins, you better win your quote-unquote easier, more manageable conference games. You better do that. By the way, I'm fully aware that the fact that Nebraska has stunk and it's year one of a new coach and the idea of calling any game winnable when you've had six straight losing seasons is probably not going to sit right with a lot of people. But you, again, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. Purdue has a new coach. He's really young. Northwestern's been awful for 2 years. Any path to getting to six wins most likely involves winning these two games. I think that's a good way to look at it. Like any, so when people sit down and they're like, oh, I think win, loss, whatever, like if you're going to get to 6-6, 7-5, 8-4, whatever it is, like most likely two of your wins are these two games. And again, for me, in the quest of trying to get to a bowl game, get to six wins, I'm going to say those two games are really important. So while it's not the most exciting line of thinking, I do think on a really simplified level, Nebraska's got to get back to winning and get back to going to bowl games. And winning big starts with winning the games that are gettable. It's also back to where just getting back to where Nebraska just wins, period. So while yes, is the Michigan game more exciting? Absolutely. Would beating Michigan be a bigger win? I mean, yes. Like it'd be the biggest win of the season. But I don't expect Nebraska to win that game. When you're in Nebraska's position at the present moment, right? New head coach, rebuilding the program back up, haven't been to a bowl game since 2016. The best team on Nebraska's schedule doesn't necessarily make it the biggest game. I'm looking at this from a zoomed out, big picture standpoint. Beating Michigan, but losing to Northwestern and Purdue and not making a bowl game, maybe Nebraska goes 5-7 in that scenario. Would I rather have that, or would I rather see Nebraska lose to Michigan but beat Northwestern and Purdue and make a bowl game? Maybe Nebraska goes 6-6 in that scenario and gets a crack at a bowl win to get to seven wins. I actually think that other scenario is a better one. And more likely, too. So there's also an element of, like, you're implementing what you think is going to happen. Like, I don't think Nebraska's going to beat Michigan, so it's hard for me to say that game's really important. I think ESPN's FPI gives Nebraska like a 12% chance of winning that game. So I think you get my line of thinking here. The third and fourth most important games for me on the schedule this year are Northwestern and Purdue at home, because I think any combination of six wins most likely has those two in the win column. You lose those two games, good luck getting to six wins. It could be really challenging to get to six wins. So I got, it's lame, it's boring. People are already like, oh, this list is stupid. Third and fourth most important game, I'm lumping both together. Northwestern at home, Purdue at home. At number two, second most important game of the season, I'm saying at Colorado. Deion Sanders, Matt Rhule, Colorado, Nebraska, Big Noon kickoff, Gus Johnson, Joel Klatt on the call, Nebraska-Colorado rivalry. There have been a little, whether it's real or not or whatever, there have been a little subtle beef brewing throughout the offseason between the two programs. Oh, did Matt Rhule take a shot at Coach Prime? Is it? I mean, I don't even really need to elaborate anymore, right? Huge game. Huge stage. Nebraska's going to get all the pregame chatter with Big Noon kickoff, right? So they'll have little features on Rhule or feature on this, feature on that. Maybe Matt Rhule's on the set at some point or whatever. Like, who knows? So this will be a huge stage for Nebraska's program to showcase a new era, the Matt Rhule era. And if Nebraska can take down Coach Prime on the road at Colorado, that's a moment. That's a big thing. That's a thing. So this game, for a bunch of really obvious reasons, is extremely important. Not to mention the fact that this is a winnable game. Nebraska's early lines, they're favored by over a touchdown here. So Nebraska's expected to win this game. So I could say the same thing what I said about Nebraska or Northwestern and Purdue and putting those on this list of, you know, most people when they're trying to count wins of getting to six or seven for Nebraska, most people include this Colorado game as a win. So anyway, slice it, it's huge. I just think Nebraska goes out, Big Noon kickoff, beats Colorado. I mean, imagine Coach Prime having to like go on the field and shake Matt Rhule's hands, and then he's with Jenny Taft on the sidelines interviewing it, you know, and talking about, hey, you know, it's a big Colorado's a big rival. We wanted to come out, you know, really set the stage of what this program can be and blah, blah, blah. That matters. All that stuff's important. It's big. Big stage, old rival, taking on Deion Sanders, Big Noon kickoff. It's a really, really important game. I got at Colorado as the second most important game of the season. Number one. I settled on Iowa as being the most important game of the season. We all got to be able to say it out loud. In 2023, Iowa is Nebraska's rival. Period. There's a reason that Iowa is that protected rivalry game moving forward for Nebraska. Border states, right? Like, naturally, for all those reasons, this game is massively important. Last game of the year, which could be big for a variety of reasons. Who knows if Nebraska needs this game to be bowl eligible? Maybe craziness unfolds this year. Nebraska's in the Big Ten West Division race, and this game has a ton on the line, and it's the final regular season game. It's always good to end on a high note because, as we've seen, sometimes you lose that last game, it can leave a really bad taste in people's mouth for it to kind of sit and fester for the course of the whole offseason. So this game has some real ramifications to it. Not to mention the fact that Nebraska and Iowa could be competing for recruits moving forward and how Nebraska wants to lock down that 500-mile radius so winning helps to do that against Iowa. But bottom line, Black Friday rivalry game, first Nebraska-Iowa game under Matt Rhule in Lincoln to Memorial Stadium, big, big, big game. Really, really important game. So there you go. I got Iowa as the most important game for Nebraska next year. Five most important games for Nebraska in review. Number five, at Minnesota, season opener, big stage, first game of the rule era. Could really get a lot of wind underneath the wings for Nebraska and Matt Rhule to get things started. I put that as the fifth most important game. Four and number three, I lumped together Northwestern and Purdue at home. Any version of Nebraska getting to a bowl game most likely includes wins in both those games. They're the two most winnable conference games for Nebraska. Not saying they will be easy and not saying those teams stink. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying by definition of who's favored and comparing how good the other Big Ten teams are in Nebraska's schedule, in my opinion, Nebraska and Purdue at home are the two most winnable games. At number two, second most important game of the season at Colorado, Coach Prime versus Matt Rhule. Big noon kickoff, huge stage, old rival. Big game for Rhule. And then number one, Iowa at home. Rivalry game, first Iowa game for Matt Rhule. Big, big game. So there you go. That's how I see it. I could see, I'll be interested to see you guys hit me up on Twitter, email me what you're got, because I could see some varying opinions on this. And you know what? I bet you could easily make a compelling case that it's five other games on the schedule that are more important. I mean, you could say, you know, Nick, you know, if you're going to go the route of saying you got to get to six wins, and I'm going to say Northern Illinois and Louisiana Tech, Michigan, that would be the biggest win of the season. Wisconsin on the road would maybe be the second biggest win of the season. And then, you know, insert some other game. Just pick a game. And you go, I go, okay. I mean, I could see that. I'm not like saying my list is the, you know, Teflon and 1,000% the answer. I think there's a lot of different ways you could look at this. I think it's, again, I think it's somewhat how you frame it and what you deem as important and how you define important. And I was thinking about that. I was thinking about this framing aspect that I'm getting to of like how you define important and all this stuff, because I did this exercise last year. I might have done all 12 games when I did this last year, but either way, I'm fairly sure last year when I did this, the way I framed everything, it was all about Frost surviving and keeping his job. That was kind of my guiding light, my GPS on how I navigated and sorted out and ranked which games were the most important. So for me, and I think a lot of people kind of rolled their eyes at this, for me, I'm pretty sure my first, second, and third most important games were Northwestern and Dublin, and then the North Dakota and Georgia Southern game. And my line of thinking was, Frost has to win these games. He has to win these games. You lose one or two of these games, and he's toast. Well, I remember saying that. Well, look what happened. He loses to Northwestern on one of the most idiotic decisions ever on that onside kick in the third quarter. Then he struggles with North Dakota and then loses to Georgia Southern. And boom, he's fired. So I kind of nailed it. But the point I'm trying to make with this is I look forward to the day that I do this exercise and the framing of how I'm defining important and framing the season and all that stuff is about winning a conference championship or maybe making the college football playoff. And not just trying to make a bowl game or trying to not get fired or trying to get some momentum and trying to make sure you beat the worst teams on your schedule. I look forward to when that's not the case. Because the reality is that's where Nebraska's program is at right now. Like, if Nebraska were a top 10 team, this exercise, I believe, would be way different. Then Michigan is likely number one. Wisconsin game's likely on the list. And maybe the reasoning for another game is sending a message on national TV that Nebraska is for real and a top five team or something, right? I look forward to that day. I look forward to that being the case. Because the way you talk about the team and do these silly fun exercises with the team and the season, you know, changes if that's the case. Where, hey, you know, all right, Nebraska got a chance to win the Big Ten. If that's the case, then blah, blah, blah. Nebraska got a chance to be in the playoff. But for now, I have to frame it in reality. And that may not be fun. It may be sobering. It may be hard for me, being a Nebraska boy, a Lincolnite, like, right? but you have to be based in reality. And the reality is Nebraska needs to win the games that are the most gettable to get to a bowl game. And also, the Matt Rhule era, like, it would be nice for it to get off to a good start perception-wise. And with two big Fox games to start the year at Minnesota and at Colorado, in my opinion, those two games are really important. They're really important. It would be nice if Nebraska had... Like, it would be really nice if those two games were full... Like, if Nebraska started the season against Northern Illinois and Louisiana Tech at home and then played at Minnesota and at Colorado. God, that'd be way better. But that's not how it is. Because you would hope that Nebraska could work out some of the kinks early on against, you know, Northern Illinois and Louisiana Tech, but that they're not afforded that luxury. They got to go on Big Fox against Minnesota and Colorado and hit the ground running. I don't think it's the end of the world if Nebraska loses those games. I don't think it's, you know, you never want to go there and get, you know, curb stomped and get embarrassed. But I more so look at the importance of those games to the good, to the positive. Like, if Nebraska can go Thursday, first Thursday of college football, go out there and beat Minnesota, that's a real thing. If Nebraska goes out there and beats its old rival Colorado, beats Coach Prime in his home debut, by the way, spoils the Coach Prime debut. That's a real thing. So there you go. I'm curious what you guys think. Email me, nick@nickbaugh.com. You can hit me on Twitter, @nickbaugh. Curious how you guys frame important. And what would be the five most important games on the schedule based on how you're framing it? Again, for me, at Minnesota is at number five. Number four, number three, I lumped together in Northwestern and Purdue, most winnable home conference games. Then at number two, second most important game, I have at Colorado. And number one, I have Iowa at home. Curious what you guys think. Hit me up. Let me know. Make sure you subscribe to the pod, like, rate, and review it as well. Appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll catch you next time on the Nick Bob Podcast.
A Herd at Sports Network production.